The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, I hope you're ready for today's program. I am. And let me tell you, I just got back earlier this week from the Red Crest Tournament down in Charlotte, North Carolina. That was the MLF's championship tournament. Lots of great names that you've known for many, many years. Kevin Van Dam, Skeet Reese, everybody. But it was a great, great, great time. But, you know, remember, Chauncey's Great Outdoors is also celebrating its 25th anniversary on ESPN Radio. Wow, 25 years we've been talking, folks. And we are grateful to all of you listeners and sponsors of this program. You've done so, so, so much. But back to today's show. You know, we were covering the Red Crest Tournament winner with Brian Thrift. We're going to hear from him, right? He just won the award, and he was off the stage and in front of me with the microphone. It was a great. That was in Lake Norman, North Carolina. Then we're going to talk to Gary Klein, who took me on a ride on his boat to show me all the cool, cool things the Lowrance boat electronics will do for you. And it was amazing. I mean, the detail you could see on the bottom, the side scan, the front scan. I was waiting to see a submarine go under the boat. It was that. I just was so, so impressed. But we're going to hear from him about that. And he was very, very, what I liked about Gary was he was able to talk to me in normal talk. I didn't have to have someone translating the geek electronic stuff to me. He was a great, 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 great person. I loved it. Okay, but and then last but not least, a very important person, Steve Ettinger from the Illinois Conservation Foundation is going to be coming on to talk to us about the Illinois Conservation Foundation Outdoor Hall of Fame dinner that is taking place at the Abington Banquet Hall in Glen Ellyn on April 6th. Very close to everyone here in Northern Illinois, so nobody can say they can't go. Central Illinois, it's a really easy ride up 55 to 355, and you're right there. And, you know, wherever you live in Illinois, it's a good ride to. With raffles, auctions, and we're going to be honoring three great people. Doug Aller, who takes first responders out pheasant hunting, and meets up with other first responders out in Iowa, and they really bond and really talk and get a lot of things out that they, you know, they hold into them. But and then they enjoy a day of shooting and great dinner and food and everything. Then Nan Buckhart, she's a director of education and a naturalist up in the Lake County Forest Preserves, another fantastic woman, you know, and last but not least, Eileen Rice. You've heard her on my show, my fishing teacher, as a first grade teacher that I also call Mother Nature. She is receiving the award, also being recognized for the hundreds of thousands of kids and their families that she has shown how to enjoy the great outdoors, fishing, hiking, or whatever, right in your own backyard, and how she takes her entire school program of reading, writing, arithmetic, adds fish to it and the outdoors, and makes it enjoyable for the month of May. You don't want to miss talking to Eileen Rice. She is really, really, really a great person. But, I mean, these are the things that at the dinner they do. Great auction prizes, great raffle prizes, great food there. I can tell you that. I've been there for a number of charity events. But I'll put it on your calendar. But more important, listen to Steve's interview. He'll tell you what to do, how to go and sign up. Go to the Illinois Conservation Foundation website. Click on it. It's a 501c3 charity. So check with your accountant. You might be able to take some of that off the price of the ticket. And who knows? I think you probably take off some of that auction items too, but double check with your accountant always. Don't take Chauncey's word on that. But you know what? Now let's hear from Brian Thrift right after he got off stage and became the winner of the Red Crest Tournament for 2023 for the Major League Fishing Organization.
Hey, everybody. We have just finished the Red Crest Tournament. I am standing here with Brian Thrift, the 2023 champion of the Red Crest. My friend, your brain must be mush.
It really is. You know, this has been a very trying week, and it's been a blur for the last hour and a half ever since they announced I was the winner. It was kind of like a surreal moment. I think I just kind of fell out for about 10 or 15 seconds on the deck of the boat, but you know, this is awesome to be here in front of the hometown crowd. I'm from Shelby, not that far away, and Lake Norman's my home lake. This is an amazing thing to happen.
Even though it's your home lake, you're never always dead sure, right?
No, definitely not, because these guys are so good. Like, I was impressed with the weights everybody caught. Like, if you would have told me I would have caught what I caught this week, I would have said I would win by 10 or 15 pounds. It's amazing how good these guys are and how they figure out how to catch fish all over the country. Even on a body of water that I know so well, it just blows my mind.
And the other thing, too, is it was up and down. And, you know, you didn't run to first place the whole time. You were up, up, down, 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 up, 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 and then down, up, down. So, I mean, you had people screaming your name all the time.
Yeah, it was. That's the nature of bass fishing. That's what makes this sport so fun. The ups and downs, the highs and lows. You can go from the bottom of a cellar 1 minute and make one right cast, and you're on top of the world.
Yeah. Now, like I said, they're still doing stuff on stage. You may be able to hear it. I'm not sure. But, you know, it was really, you could see all the way up to the end. It was like, you're not thinking about it. You're not thinking about it. You're not thinking you're getting close to it. And then when they say it's over, and you could hear your marshal say, "Yo, won."
Yeah, that was the words I was waiting to hear. And I was waiting on Butch to say, "You won. You're done." I couldn't get excited because I didn't want to believe it. And now I'm excited because I believe it.
And the other thing, too, it shows that, you know, to win something like this, you got to be versatile. You fish deeper water. You fish shallow water. You fish in the between waters. You fish structure. I was watching you on television going, this guy's throwing everything at anything.
I really was. And that is something I'd planned on for this event, because it being a 5-day event, that's a marathon in terms of bass tournaments. Like, most events are 3 to 4 days long. So to have to do it for 5 days straight, you've got to pull out every trick you've got, everything you know, and still get a little bit lucky on top of that and have some things go your way. I don't want to call it luck, but you got to have some fortunate things take place.
Fortunate things. The other thing, too, is, you know, what do you do at the end of the day? You finish the tournament, you go, you check out your boat, you got to go home someplace, and you got to sit down in a chair and go, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have that whew and relaxing moment of, and just, I'm just going to sit in my office, and I'm probably going to pour myself a drink, and I'm just going to stare at the wall, and I'm going to smile for about 3 hours.
Taking the phone off the hook?
Yeah, but I won't take the phone off the hook.
No, you know, you just want to take it easy. You know, the other thing, too, is, you know, a lot of anglers will talk about their backup team, and we know who that is. That's your wife. It's your son. It's your little son, too, that, you know, that give daddies the hugs and the kisses. Those are all important in a tournament, aren't they?
Oh, that's the biggest and most important thing when it comes to this. I mean, if I didn't have the support of my family, I wouldn't be out here doing this. I'd be working a 9-to-5 job somewhere else where I'm home every night, you know. But to be able to call my wife and get those encouraging words if I'm having a tough day on the water or even a tough period, I make it a point. I call my wife between the breaks, between periods. We have a 15-minute break. I call her at every break. And you know, if I'm having a bad time, she gets my head screwed back on straight and gets me focused.
You need that. As a matter of fact, I think it was, were you the backseat co-angler for Evers, or was it Alton?
Edwin.
Edwin.
Okay. Yeah.
He said that, he said, maybe I taught him a few spots to go.
He may have. I don't know.
You know, and I kind of laughed at that one because I thought that was pretty cute of him to say that.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even remember where he fished. I remember every dock he fished, everywhere he caught a fish, but that wasn't nothing new to me what he was fishing back then.
The next question is, where are you going to, you're starting another tournament Wednesday, isn't it?
Yeah, we actually start practice next Thursday, so we've got a 2 or 3 day turnaround, and that's the thing about this sport. I mean, Red Crest is the one of the biggest tournament to win in the industry, and I've got 2 days to enjoy it, and then it's back to the grind.
Yeah. Any trips planned at Disney World with the kids?
Not right yet. We'll probably do something this summer, though.
Yeah, let the little guy get a little older, right?
Yeah, exactly. We'll let him get a little older. I don't know if they're into Disney. We'll probably do something a little different. We'll probably go to the beach, go to the mountains.
And have some fun.
Yes.
Hey, listen, I know you got, you're leaving me and going into the, as I call it, the thrall of hyenas, the reporters, to ask you all kinds of questions. But, you know, like I said, I just can't imagine the good feeling, the euphoria, and watching you hit the floor of the boat. I mean, you went down both your knees. You could just see. It was like, oh, my gosh. And you got a tear in your eye.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely got a tear in my eyes. But I think it was, I mean, I put everything I had into it every day. But today, it's not only are you physically drained, but you're mentally exhausted, too, because the whole day I'm doing the math in my head, what each angler needs to beat me, what I need to stay ahead and focus, trying to focus on where I'm fishing, what my next move is. And I'm trying to plan 3 stops ahead. Like whenever I'm somewhere, I'm like, all right, I'm thinking the whole time I'm going to go here and there next, and like trying to get this massive game plan laid out where I can seal the deal on this event and, you know, take that big check to the house.
And the last thing is, I've said this to a lot of other anglers who've run the Red Crest, who've won the classics, professional bass fishing is the biggest head game, bigger than a Super Bowl on the angler. It really is, isn't it?
It definitely is, because what makes bass fishing, tournament fishing so unique is the sport and the competition in it is you're not competing. Yes, we're competing against other anglers that we're trying to beat, but our adversary is really the fish. Mm-hmm. And that's something you can never learn everything there is about. There's too many variables. You can never nail it down. You can study all you want about, you know, a lake and about bass behaviors and bass movements, but you can never really get it dialed exactly in and say, all right, this is what I need to be doing, because there's too many variables and there's too much change. And that's one thing I love about this sport, is because there's so much unknown and you can never stop learning.
No, you never will. Well, my friend, I want you to somehow get about 12 hours to relax, because you got photos, you got this, you got articles, there's so many things that are going to be hitting you right between the eyes. You know, enjoy some time with the family, the boys, you know, just kick back. And you know what? That was your dad I saw out there?
That was my father-in-law.
Your father-in-law? That man was beaming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a great support group. My wife, my 2 sons are here. My mama and my mother and father-in-law are both here. So it's awesome.
Yeah, they were all beaming. It was great to see. Once again, Brian, thank you so much and congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Somebody say hey!
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors here on ESPN Radio. And everybody that can hear us east of the Mississippi River and in Europe, I want to say welcome and listen up. I have to tell you, I've just come back from a unique trip. And if you're trying to figure out what I'm saying here, I just spent a couple of hours on the Starship Enterprise with Captain Jean-Luc Picard showing me, he's laughing in front of me, he's showing me all of this new wizard fancy dangle stuff that is going to show me what I can't see in the water with Lawrence, but I'm standing next to, Captain Gary Klein, not Jean-Luc Picard. Gary, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I don't know if that was an honor on that introduction or not, but thank you. I sure appreciate it.
Jean-Luc could say, engage and get that. Gary, this whole Lawrence 2D, I mean, you showed me so many different things here, forward scan, down scan, side scan. I've heard about it and I've seen it on people's boat who, and I hate to say this, don't really know how to work it well, but you made it so simple for me to understand. Let's start at the beginning. The simple, what you said, we've all been used to.
Well, you know, thank you for that, but you have to remember, I'm old school. I've been fishing all my life, and I've evolved with the fishing industry, so I've had the opportunity throughout my career to be exposed to the cutting-edge technology, you know, the visions of many people that are thinking about how they can make fishing better. How can they improve the fishing for anglers across this country and new anglers that want to get involved in this? And it just happens to be today we're here at Lake Norman at Red Crest. And I'm here. I've been here the last 2 days on behalf of Lawrence. And this is a great opportunity for me, not only because I have the opportunity to run the new Lawrence Pros and the new active target, but I have the opportunity to share my experiences and show off the equipment to anglers other than myself. And yeah, I think really, you know, you could relate to me and I can relate to you and in our conversation is because I'm a user of the product. I know where I was and where I am today. And the problem that we discussed earlier is that this technology is so advanced. It's so far beyond what I use, but it's available. So if I continue to evolve as an angler, then I have that technology already at my fingertips. For example, a Lowrance unit, there's thousands of options that an angler can use on that unit. But instead of being intimidated by it, over the years I've learned it, and there's maybe about six settings that I use. So I'm still a very basic angler, but I've embraced the technology because this high resolution makes my picture so clear, so crisp. The forward imaging on my active target allows me to see way beyond the boat. And just think about it, just a few short years ago, all anglers only had access to being able to see vertical. And now we have access to be able to see beyond the bow of the boat, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, and I mean, I was sitting there, and first I'm looking at these, you know, marvelous screens that, I mean, the detail was unbelievable. And, you're showing me, it's a, Chauncey, now this part of the screen, because you had it broken into threes, this is old school that we learned growing up. And then right here is a modification of the old school using the technology, and I'm like, wow. And then you showed the side scan, and then Gary goes, here, look at right here, Chauncey. You see that? That's the tail fin of the fish. And I went,
yeah, well, you got to experience shadows. And, you know, a lot of anglers even today that use the equipment don't realize that with the technology of the side scan, especially with Lowrance, it casts shadows. And when you become familiar with shadows, and that tells you the height of the object. So it's pretty exciting. It's very basic if you want to, you know, stay basic. I'm not a technical guru. I have a hard time working my cell phone. And I'm around the best crew that I've ever been around with this technology at Lowrance. And these techs are all fishermen. But yet when we start talking how to run the units, they still talk beyond my capabilities. They run through these units so fast. You know, I ask them how to do something. They go, go here, go here, go here. And I go, whoa, wait a minute. You got to slow down. Because I don't do it every day. You know, and for an angler that has this technology and maybe only gets to use his boat once or twice a month or less, sometimes it takes a while to understand and get back into it. Once you do it, it's easy. But you do it all the time, it becomes muscle memory. And it's just a matter of practice and in understanding. One thing that I've learned, no matter what you do to your units, you can't goof them up. You can always exit out of everything and go back and start zero, you know, all over again. Great technology. I've embraced it because I really like the future of it. For me as an angler, what it's done is it's given me the ability to fish all day, never worry about anything. My days now go by so fast. I mean, I can launch my boat in the morning, and I look up, and it's already sunset. And you think, wow, where'd that 13 hours go? You know, and I look at my map, and, you know, I've covered 30 miles of the lake, and I've looked at this and that, and I've caught, you know, 25 bass, and it's amazing. But it does. It really will challenge you as an angler, especially it will challenge you to become a very versatile angler, well-rounded, fishing multiple techniques during the course of a day.
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, we're going down. There's two things I want to really make sure I mention. There's probably more than two things, but they're just banging in my head. We're putting. We're at an idle speed, and we're going, and we saw something. You said, here, check this out. And we, you know, you clicked on it. You marked it. We went back around. Then we went up on the bow, and we used the forward scan. And as we're getting close to it, you could see, because you're tracking, this screen has the track of your boat, where we saw it and the mark. The right screen, the down screen, had another showing what's the bottom. And as we got to it, it was like, hey, this must be a man-made structure that had space underneath it. Yeah. And I'm going, oh, yeah. How do you find this, Gary?
Well, the detail of what you saw was pretty amazing. And that's what just blows me away with the resolution of the products that we're using. the attention to detail. And again, that object that you and I were looking at, we spotted it 90 feet out in front of the boat, and it was in, what, 38 or 39 feet of water, and it was an old busted off part of a dock, about a 6x8 section of the dock. And to be able to come to a lake that you haven't been to, I haven't been to this lake in 25 years, and to have that ability to see something, mark it, turn around and look at it that quick is amazing. And that's what that technology is for. It's to help the anglers be more efficient on the water so that they spend more time fishing.
Yeah. The other thing was, we're showing the full map of the lake, the detail, the contour lines, the everything else that you would see on a map like that here. But then what you were showing me, okay, this is my first run, a colored line. This is my second run, a different colored line. So as you were fishing every day, you could see where you were at what time of the day. And if you saw some fish in that area, to know to return or come to it when you think the wind is going to change. And I'm sitting there going, wow, wow. Everything you went through just made me... Folks, let me put it to you this way. You all think I talk a lot. Gary kept my mouth shut for 2 hours. Okay? And you did.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, that's just because I was explaining a technology in a very basic sense. You know, I wasn't talking over your head. I don't know how to because I'm not that good. But I am a old school fisherman that's evolved with the technology, so I know where I came from and where I am today, and not everybody's at my level. And you've got to explain things in simple terms and not get too technical and let that individual experience it the way I've experienced it. And it's, I tell you, I'm amazed. It continues to fascinate me with this new technology because I don't know where it's going to end. I think it's phenomenal to be able to, you know, I grew up, my first electronics was a Lowrance green box. So that's how far I've come with Lowrance, really from the beginning to where we are today. And I've been with them pretty much my entire career, and I've watched them advance. But the big advancements have been, you know, in the last 10 years or so. We got such a great team at Lowrance. Mm-hmm. These guys are always thinking about what if, how can we improve, how can we make it better. And like I said, they're fishermen. And so they really understand what we're trying to accomplish.
And one of the things that when we were on the boat talking, I was questioning about installation. You said, well, you know, people can do this, but, you know, Lowrance has also trained a lot of people in a lot of boat shops around the country to do it the right way. So I'm not saying if you're going to put the money into this, get somebody to do it right. Not that you can't do it right, but let's just put this on the curve, okay? Find somebody.
Well, yeah, because, you know, at the very beginning, it's very intimidating. I mean, especially if you're going to try to install the full system. I'm talking about the Lowrance Ghost Trolling Motor. It's connected to all this stuff. You know, run 4 units or 2 units or 5 units. You know, it's all connected through the Ethernet. You have your boxes. If you're around it all the time, it's very easy. But I would take it to a qualified installator and let them go ahead and spend an afternoon and, you know, actually probably about a day to put everything on. And then it's up to you, the angler, to start understanding it. And if you ever have any questions, you can go to Lowrance.com and go on their website, and they got tons of videos, how-to videos, and how to use certain settings and certain settings under certain conditions. So you can really learn as much as you want to learn.
And once again, you know, we're out on the water with Gary Klein, everybody, and it was just amazing to see. And as he said, you know, I do 6 different little button pushes, and that's what I work with. And that, because he's comfortable with that. But, and he said, and there's a whole lot more there, but the things I saw, the clarity, the detail work, the school of stripers that we saw several times, the individual fish that were suspending over objects, the rock piles, the tree stump that was down there, I just sat back and was in complete amazement. And then after this unbelievable education, Gary sits there, looks at me, and he said, Chauncey, just remember, you got to tie a lure on the line and cast it to catch the fish. No matter what you've got on electronically, you still got to go fishing, right?
That's correct. That's one thing in this sport that will never change, ever. Now, what lure you tie on and where you throw it is what we're talking about with this new technology. And that's why I'm so intrigued with it, because the hardest fish to catch ever is one that won't bite. So I don't care what you got tied on or what you're using to look at them. If that's what you're trying to do, if they don't bite, you won't catch them. But when the fish are feeding, all of this technology to me just allows me to catch more of them.
Gary, I just want to thank you and the Starship Enterprise, your boat that I was on for a few hours, and learning to see things that I never saw before. I've read about them. I've heard them. I've never seen them in action. And today, I just sat and tried to be a sponge with you, and you really did a great job. Thank you so very much.
Well, I sure appreciate it. It was an honor to have you in my boat, and you're welcome in my boat anytime.
I'm going to take them up on that, everybody. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Want to know how to honor people? And on April 6th, the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame will be inducting Doug Haller, an avid hunter that takes first responders out pheasant hunting, Nan Beckert, a naturalist from Lake County who has opened the eyes of thousands of people to nature around them, and Eileen Rice, a first grade school teacher who has created the love of fishing in thousands of students and their families who have passed it on for more generations to come by including fish and fishing in her daily class program in May. These three will be inducted into the 2023 class of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame, Thursday, April 6th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, with cocktail hour, dinner, a program, raffle prizes, and a silent auction you won't believe, and more. It's a great way to honor three regular people that have done some extraordinary things. Go to ilconservation.org/gala and purchase two tickets for you and a friend, or a table of 10 friends, and really enjoy the evening. Go to ilconservation.org/gala.
Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. So become part of the Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest, trained to work on Mercury Motors and others, with training benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best, and trained to work on a Mercury Motor and others. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Daiwa has listened to you and their pro staff and made the Tatula fishing rod even better with the new Tatula Elite fishing rod available at your favorite tackle shop that has Daiwa. With an X45 bias-wrapped construction, it allows for a lighter, stronger, more powerful, and sensitive rod. The new air sensor reel seat is made from a lightweight SVF carbon for ultra-sensitivity, and a compact and comfortable feel seat your hands will never get tired of holding. Add to that the SVF Nano Plus blank that are lighter and have a higher carbon density to feel the slightest bite in the toughest conditions, the new Tatula Elite Rod will help you get more fish in the boat before the fish knows it's hooked. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa products.
Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8? You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Hey, man, you seen a bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Aw, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Well, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on! Fish.
You can't catch fish. You can't catch fish.
No.
You can't catch fish.
No.
I got a little story about
it. Hi, this is Ski Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Big fish contest, it's $1,000 cash for the biggest and the best, but I told them, guy, you're making a mistake. You don't stand a chance catching fish on the slate, because, hey, you can pray you want to wish. But let me tell you something, guy, you can't fish. I told you there, guy. Can't catch fish. What do you think you're doing? Can't catch fish.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we've got my very good friend, Mr. Steve Ettinger from the Illinois Conservation Foundation. You are the director, correct? No, executive director, right?
That's right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. I had to make sure because, you know, his boss is really the one in charge. We won't talk about her. But, but Steve is the gentleman with his staff that do so much work for bringing the great outdoors across Illinois and helping out programs and kids and adults and getting them interested in the outdoors and just expanding their interest in unique thing. But in about 2.5 weeks, is it? We're going to have a really special event happening, Steve.
Yep, we've got one of our two biggest fundraisers of the year. This is called the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame Gala. And we'll be inducting three individuals for what is essentially a lifetime achievement award in conservation in Illinois. The three individuals are Doug Aller, Nan Buckhart, and Eileen Rice, who have each shown dedication to teaching conservation or helping people get outside more or, you know, things that align with our mission.
This gala, and it's the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame for 2023 gala, and it's right here in Northeast Illinois. Nobody can, you know, say, oh, I got to travel all the way to South. No, it's right here in Northeastern Illinois. So it's easy for Central Illinois people to come on up and see this event. It's easy for Northwest Illinois people to come to this event. And it's easy for anybody who lives in North, you know, in the Chicago area to come to the event. And
that's right. It's April 6th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellen. And so it should be pretty easy right there off the interstate, easy for anybody to get to. Ticket prices are $125 per person because this is a fundraiser. And then we also have auctions and raffles and things like that going on online that anybody can participate in, whether they bought a ticket or not to come to the event. All of that, you can register and find all the links for everything you need on our website at ilconservation.org.
So ilconservation.org is where you can go to. And I really want you, you know, if you live in this area, first of all, you're going to get a great meal. There's a cocktail hour. There's a program. You've got some great raffle items going to be there, don't you?
We do, and we're so thankful to all of our donors who have reached out and donated. We've got hunting and fishing trips. We've got outdoor gear. We've got baseball tickets. You know, you name it, there's a variety of things, and you know, we're very grateful to all of our donors for all of those things. You know, we've got raffles. We've got a really nice, like, Hoyt bow up for auction. We've got a Bradley smoker up for auction. I mean, you're up for raffle, I'm sorry. And so there's a lot of different things, mm-hmm. you know, regardless of your interest in the outdoors, we probably got something that you might like.
Yeah. And the three people that are being honored this year, and I when I've talked to them, they are, like, humbled by being nominated and, you know, to be brought into the Hall of Fame, because they're like, we're doing what we like to do in the outdoors. That Doug Oller, he is a gentleman that takes out first responders, if I'm not mistaken, and he does a kids fishing program where all, you know, the kids that are in well need of gear get a rod or, you know, a tackle box and all kinds of stuff. But what he does with first responders for many areas, it's just a marvelous thing, isn't it?
Yeah, whenever we talk to them and let them know, not only, most of them don't even know they've been nominated because people kind of do it in secret. And then to find out that they're actually being given this award, it's funny how shocked they are, because you're right, they're all saying, like, I had no idea, like, this is a total shock, and that, you know, we've just been doing what we're passionate about. And that's what makes it so awesome for us, is each year we get to meet a few more people out there that are working passionately in conservation. And it's great for us to make those connections. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Chauncey and I were talking just a little bit ago about, you know, maybe we can partner with Doug and do something for first responders at another event that we have later in the year. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's great. You get to meet these people and find out all the cool things they're doing too, and things we can work on together. And it's just, it's a really fun time. The people who come to our event are all people who care about conservation in Illinois. So it's great time of, you know, fellowship and getting to know, networking with other people that are working in conservation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we try to keep the program fairly short. We don't want to bore everybody too much, but there'll be, you know, a little video on each one of the inductees that'll let you know kind of here's all the things that they've done and why they're being inducted. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we'll bring each one up to accept an award and they may say a few words. And then also we've got the new director of IDNR, Natalie Finney, coming to talk about her vision for the IDNR.
Yeah, and another person that's getting the award is Nan Buckhart, who's a director of education and a naturalist up in the Lake County Forest Preserve System, and she's been doing that for, well, if I said how many years, she'd be mad at me, but I mean, she's a young woman at heart, you know? And, you know, she's, you know, touched thousands and thousands of kids and adults in a natural setting of learning about the outdoors. And then the third person you're getting being nominated, or should say being inducted in the Outdoor Hall of Fame, is Eileen Rice, which is a school teacher, a first grade school teacher that incorporates fishing and the outdoors during the month of May in all her classes. So all the books they read are about fish, or the fishy fish, or the rainbow fish, or the golden fish, whatever. Then all the math classes spin around something with fish in it, like if you have a half of, you know, one fish and three fish, how many fish do you have? And I mean, it's just, it's marvelous how she does this. And then she takes it's like a coloring sheet from a kid's coloring book, but the way it's made, you have the fish and you can see it, and then also there's the centerpiece is kind of missing, so you can see the organs, and the kids color each organ differently and have to list what these organs are. And so the kids learn the science of the fish. They see, you know, they have the chain of life hanging from the ceiling in the room that they all make up. They make dioramas. I mean, this is a first grade teacher teaching the kids about the fishing in the outdoors that I've had professional biologists go, I got people on my staff that can't tell me this. And then my favorite thing, well, two favorite things is they go out on their lunch hour and they learn how to cast in the parking lot of the school. So it's a safe area to cast, and they can learn how to cast. And then the last day of the program, every first grader, and there's three classes, they all go fishing at a local forest preserve. And for 25 years plus, every kid has caught a fish on his first fishing trip. And with volunteers and the parents come out in droves, it's such a marvelous thing. All three of these people have touched so many people in the outdoors that they have no idea what they do. And you, as a member of, you know, the Conservation Foundation, you want to make sure these people are honored. And this is why, whether you know these three people or not, you need to come to this event because it's that much fun. And you're in a room with all like-minded people who love the outdoors. Wow, that was a long run I just did.
Yeah, you know, we're really looking forward to it. And all three of them, you know, the things that they're doing really align well with the things we're doing. The education component is so important in everything we do. You know, our foundation funds field trips for elementary school kids to go to biodiversity sites. You know, we'll pay for schoolyard habitat action grants, which is where they build a habitat on the school property. You know, we've got programs for women, programs for people with disabilities. We've got national archery in schools. We do college scholarships. We support safety education and so much more. And all of these things, all these programs are what will benefit from this fundraiser. And, you know, at the same time, like you said, we get to honor some people who are out there doing great work and learning about what they do and how we can partner with them in the future.
Yeah. And with the you know, like I said, the before dinner camaraderie, a great dinner, the program, the raffles and auctions. I mean, folks, there's some really good stuff here. You know, and I'm out there, you know, bidding. I'm even looking online and see what somebody's bidding. And, you know, I'm there are some really high quality stuff that comes out of this dinner. And it's just a way for us to say thank you to these people, whether you know them or not, to say thank you to them. Because you know what? When you leave there, you're going to have at least a couple hundred more friends because you're going to meet so many cool people that you're going to enjoy. And it's a really easy dress code because I've had people ask me, well, is this a formal event? I said, you could be. I have seen people there in clean, new, blue jeans and a nice shirt to a full tuxedo. So, you know, it runs the gambit, whatever you want to wear. So,
well, we only got away with playing that prank on you once or twice, didn't we? I'm telling you it was black tie, but no, certainly not. It's a, you know, I would call business casual event.
Mm-hmm.
The name gala makes people think sometimes it's kind of highbrow, but we just want people to come and have a good time. You know, there's, like you said earlier, we're going to start a cocktail hour at 5:30, where you got open bar for, I think, an hour. And then, you know, so we're serving a great dinner. Abington Banquets is taking really good care of us there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll be a lot of fun. And you'll meet a lot of people that are working in conservation. Maybe you've got some programs you're working on out there. Maybe you've got somebody you want to nominate for the Hall of Fame. You know, come talk to us. We're really looking forward to it. You can reach out to us anytime. All of our contact information and all the information on this event is on our website, which is ilconservation.org.
Yeah.
Again, and we're very thankful for all the donors that we have giving us things. You can actually take a look at a lot of the things that are already up for auction and raffle, even though they're not open yet. You can't bid on it yet. We're going to start that March 27th, so you'll have 10 days to bid on things.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still adding things to it, too. We've uploaded some things, and we've got some more that are coming still. So you can also get added to our email list if you go to our website, and if you just want to get emails and see what we're adding and when, you'll be the first to know. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, whatever. We're posting updates on there all the time, too. So plenty of information out there, we'd love to have you.
Yeah, and something I want to say was how many years ago? Oh, geez. It's basically, you know, 11 years ago, I was honored to be brought into the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame at this one of these dinners. And while, you know, it was fantastic having the plaque given to me and you know, my few minutes of speech that I took too long on, but too bad. I talk for a living. But the thing that touched me really was so many people, the ones I knew and the ones I didn't know, that came up to me, introduced themselves, and said, thank you for what you do for the great outdoors. And you could do that for all these people. It's such a beautiful thing you could do to say thank you to them by coming out to the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame 2023 Gala. Once again, how do I buy tickets? Because I got to do it today, buddy.
ilconservation.org. You just follow the link. It should be right there on the main page.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take you to the page to buy tickets. You can also register for the auction. That costs absolutely nothing to register for, but you got to sign up on there in order to bid on things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you'd like to make a donation, if you liked what you heard today about the programs we support, you can also make a donation right on that page.
Okay, cool. Well, once again, Steve, thank you for doing what you do for the great outdoors, not just in that office, but for the entire state of Illinois and beyond, because I know the touch does go further. Thanks for everything you do and your staff, and I want everybody to come on out to this. Let's have some fun. Thanks for coming on the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Know how to honor people, and on April 6th, the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame will be inducting Doug Haller, an avid hunter that takes first responders out pheasant hunting, Nan Beckert, a naturalist from Lake County who has opened the eyes of thousands of people to nature around them, and Eileen Rice, a first grade school teacher who has created the love of fishing in thousands of students and their families who have passed it on for more generations to come by including fish and fishing in her daily class program in May. These three will be inducted into the 2023 class of the Illinois Outdoor Hall of Fame Thursday, April 6th at the Abington Banquets in Glen Ellyn, Illinois. With cocktail hour, dinner, a program, raffle prizes, and a silent auction you won't believe, and more. It's a great way to honor three regular people that have done some extraordinary things. Go to ilconservation.org/gala and purchase two tickets for you and a friend or a table of 10 friends and really enjoy the evening. Go to ilconservation.org/gala.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is taking deposits for the 2023 models of Lund and Lowe boats, all powered by a Mercury outboard, at a price you can lock in today. That's right, the assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and at Waterworks Marine, you can get the boat of your dreams for 2023. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or just want to repower that boat with a new Mercury outboard, make only one stop. That's Waterworks Marine. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Daiwa has listened to you and their pro staff and made the Tatula fishing rod even better with the new Tatula Elite fishing rod available at your favorite tackle shop that has Daiwa. With an X45 bias-wrapped construction, it allows for a lighter, stronger, more powerful, and sensitive rod. The new air sensor reel seat is made from a lightweight SVF carbon for ultra-sensitivity. And a compact and comfortable feel seat your hands will never get tired of holding. Add to that the SVF Nano Plus blank that are lighter and have a higher carbon density to feel the slightest bite in the toughest conditions. The new Tatula Elite Rod will help you get more fish in the boat before the fish knows it's hooked. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa products. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoyrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. Rend Lake Area Tourism at rendlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
With the hand of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie. You can't go wrong. Easy.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I had fun. It was way over jammed. I'm sorry, everybody. Mr. Klein's interview about the Lowrance, just to be able to see so clear. I could see fish's fins. It was unreal. I'm still mind blown. But then, of course, Steve Ettinger and the Outdoor Illinois Hall of Fame dinner that's coming up April 6th. Please come out to it. It is such a great event. It's in, Glen Ellen, Butterfield Road in 355. Easy to get to. Check with your accountant because you could probably write off some of the cost of the tickets and the raffle prizes and all kinds of things like that. It's a great, great event. And, of course, Brian Thrift, congratulations on you being the 2023 Red Crest Tournament winner. Aiden's fishing report, we don't have one this week because he's in a hockey school, figures out, but that's all right. Oh, I can hear the flute playing, so that means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from my friend Apensui Majuwat. And he says, always, your first teacher is your own heart. Your first teacher is always your own heart. Wow. Please remember that. We don't own the woods, the rain, the storms, the ice that's melting, the crappie we're catching, the walleye we're chasing, and many, many other things. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week where, right here, on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, everybody. Going to the classic. Okay, bye.